Psych Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Wisconsin writer J.F. Reardon set her series of novels on remote Washington Island, just off the tip of Door County. It's a place that locals refer to as north of the tension line. It's a phrase that gave her series its name. But while Reardon loves that place, she does much of her writing in the Milwaukee area.
And that disconnect informs the series of essays that fills her latest book. It's called Reflections on a Life in Exile, and J.F. Reardon is with us in the studio to talk more about her work. Welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mitch. Thank you very much.
You have read an essay on this show in the past, but every time we've spoken before, it has been about your novels. What is it that appeals to you about the shorter form?
Well, honestly, I've always been an essayist, but I haven't always been a novelist. I really expected from early on that I would eventually become an essayist. So it sort of comes naturally to me. I find for my own reading that essays are a wonderful way of connecting with other human beings, and I find them reassuring. You realize that your own humanity isn't uniquely yours, and it helps you sort of get through some of life's rough patches, I think.
You find the personal is universal.
I do find that. And, you know, we live in a time, I think, when we are so obsessed with celebrity and a sort of superhuman perfection that it's important to remember that that's not reality.
At the same time, I mean, this is a collection. I didn't count how many essays there are, but only a handful of the essays that are in this collection have appeared in other places, I think.
Right.
When you write an essay, who do you write it for?
You know, that's a really interesting question. I think I write it for myself in the sense that most writing comes from some kind of an impulse where you feel that you have to express something and you don't really care about, at least in my experiences, you don't think about what the format is. You need to write it down and you do, and it comes out in a strange flow. But in reading these essays myself, after, you know, there's a long process between sending a manuscript in, by which point you're thoroughly good and sick of everything, every word you've ever written, and then coming back to it after it's been published. And then you have to reread it because you've forgotten, because you've moved on and you're already writing the next thing, right? So I find it kind of amazing when I look back at these essays how much they explain the underpinnings of my novels, which I frankly did not expect or plan.
How large a period of your life do these essays represent?
I'm not entirely sure. I would say probably about a 6-year period. And they appear in the book completely out of actual sequence because I felt at some points that they were getting so dark that I needed to give my readers a little bit of respite.
Come up for air a little bit. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
There's a section that's a number of essays. Most of them in the section are about your dog who was dying.
And yeah.
And going back through them must have been really difficult.
You know, I'm tearing up just talking about it. It is difficult. And if you're a dog person one of the great things about social media, and there aren't many, is that you do learn how many other people share your passion for animals. Anyone who's ever had a dog knows that they're just born to break your hearts. And someone said to me at the time, buy a dog, get a tragedy.
Honestly, I think that is one of the things that's kept me from getting a dog all these years.
You're not the first person who said that to me. But you have a few bad days, but mostly, you know, lots of great years. So they're worth it, I think.
I've asked this question to songwriters before. You know, an essay feels a little bit like a song in a way, mm-hmm. in that it seems as though 15, 20 years from now, you could pick this collection up and it would be a little, I mean, I should phrase this in the form of a question. Do you think it would be a little like looking through old snapshots of your life?
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting thing. Yeah, I think it probably would be. They're very much, as you know, part of the aftermath of the death of almost the entire older generation of my family. So, you know, you do grief. Grief is a strange and very idiosyncratic process. But yeah, I think I'll look back at it and recall things that perhaps I have moved past.
What are you getting at in the title of this book? you look down. It's a beautiful cover photo, but it doesn't scream exile at you right away.
Well, okay. So my readers will know, and I know you know, that all of my novels are set on Washington Island. And I am pretty sure in retrospect that the reason I wrote those books and set them there was because I loved being there so much. From the first moment I set foot on the ferry, I really felt that it was a place I belonged. But living on a remote island isn't always entirely appealing to the rest of your family, and it's not always a great career move. So I was never able to make the decision to go there and live there. So when people ask me where I live, I have regularly told them, well, I live in exile from Washington Island. And they tend to think that I'm joking, but I'm really not. And this book is really about that as well.
It is funny to think about, though, that, you know, you think about famous figures from history, and when they are exiled, they are usually exiled to a remote island somewhere.
That's true. It's a little paradox, I guess.
Well, I'm going to call an audible here because I was going to have you read one of your essays, and it was going to be a different essay. But I think, given what we're just talking about, we should have you read the last essay in this collection.
I'd be delighted. The Island by Night. When I am on the island, every night before bed, the dogs and I go out for a long walk in the dark. There is nowhere else on earth where I could walk alone, in the dark, in the woods, and feel so completely safe. It's true, I have my dogs with me, but they are even less worried than I, and frequently slip away into the trees to leave me to the sound of my own footsteps. On a cloudy night like this, it is so dark that only the melted dirt paths of this January thaw distinguish where to walk from the white snow everywhere. Moses, who still carries the echoes of Lupin ancestors in his soul, likes to disappear into the woods, projecting my course to silently stalk me, later to charge out onto the path in front of me in an unnerving fashion. It is a delightful game for him. Augie, his apprentice, has begun to follow him deep among the cedar trees. Their stealth is remarkable, and their ability to judge the intersection of vectors is proof that dogs understand geometry. Each has a red light-up collar, Moses with a slow blink and Augie with a fast one, so when they walk with me, I can tell who is who. But when they dissolve into the woods and turn dead on, their collars are no longer visible, and I cannot hear the sound of their padded feet, their bodies long and low in stalking mode, until they are immediately in front of me, delighted by their prowess and by my praise. Their happiness shifts them from predators to pets, but there is an inner reality that is vital to remember. These night walks are essential to their well-being and to mine. For them, it is a chance to reassess the activities of the local wildlife. The fox has been out since we walked this afternoon, and the raccoon and deer and possum. The turkeys are roosting in a tree somewhere near, and the deer are no doubt close by, too, waiting for the dogs to go in before they come to feed. Their game with me exhilarates the dogs and empowers them. For me, it is an expansive moment of the soul. Alone, in the dark, but utterly unafraid, I walk along almost invisible paths, listening to the lake, to the occasional cries of owls or foxes, and I feel that I am in my life. Nowhere else on earth.
J.F. Reardon reading The Island by Night from Reflections on a Life in Exile. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mitch, and best of luck to you in your new position.
It has been wonderful working with you over the years, and I hope we'll keep in touch.
I would like that very much.
Keep writing.
Thank you. I will.
Wisconsin writer J.F. Reardon is the author of North of the Tension Line series of novels, which is set on Washington Island. Her latest book, though, is a series of essays called Reflections on a Life in Exile. The book was recently named the Midwest Connects pick for June by the Midwest Independent Booksellers Association.
J.F. Reardon will talk about her writing next Thursday evening at Books and Company in Oconomowoc, and a couple of days later, where else on Washington Island.